Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM share number 122. What we're going to talk today is about a very sensitive topic. It's about affair-proofing your marriage. And it's an uncomfortable topic, but it's something that needs to be discussed, within men. It's a tremendous nisayon very often, and one has to understand the reality of it and place a special shmirah on himself pertaining to this. They are very normal challenges in life and in marriages. And we tend to, when we feel lonely or when we feel misunderstood, sometimes there's anger, sometimes there's despair, sometimes there's a need to escape pain. And unfortunately, we fall into the trap of trying to escape. And when you run into a situation where a very good-looking woman will be interested in what you have to say based on whatever situation you're in where you're having conversations, and plus with unfortunate fantasies that men sometimes have, that they have in their heads, that there's this perfect woman out there that wants them emotionally, wants them sexually, and they have this in their head. And it's a very unhealthy place to be when you have that mindset, especially these days where you have the media images of sexuality, and then you have in your head that fictitious thing should be, you want it in your own life and in your own sex life, and you know in the reality of your real marriage it's not so, and you run towards the escape because, again, newness and freshness excites you while it hides flaws. You have to always remember that. There's a lot of ugliness there, and there's a lot of pain and suffering there, but it comes, Yetzirah makes it look appealing. That's what it does. It's poison, a poison pill coated with sugar, and one really needs to be aware that that's what it is. One wants to fight tooth and nail to resist that. And feelings towards, you know, this type of thing could develop unhealthy attachments, unhealthy attraction. It could be coworkers, it could be friends, it could be through neighbors, and you have to be aware of your vulnerability in this. You have to be aware of what triggers you, and you ask Hashem to save you, but you also have to take steps to save yourself. And in every marriage, there are situations where and we talk to the women separately, but you could be vulnerable in this area, and you need to be very vigilant and safeguard your home. And it's not really fully understood what makes some people more prone to have these type of things, falling into these things. You know, some seem to scan for these type of things, or whatever the reasons are that create this nisayon. But whatever it is, you have to recognize the nisayon is there, and you have to really be careful and fight against that. One needs to understand that life changes also increases vulnerability. It could be even positive changes. There's a certain stress even with positive changes in your life. But whatever the case is, you know, women have this nisayon in the workplace. They have this nisayon if they, you know, a handyman comes in and they have to learn how to be careful with that. So on and so forth. And for the men themselves, there's a lot of insecurity that one has within themselves, and they seek validation. And sometimes their wife is not giving you the validation, or they don't seem to affirm you, and a female coworker does, and therefore you're prone to be nighted, to turn towards that. And you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful. So that is very important, to also be aware of the addictive tendency in your brain. You know there's an adrenal rush when you have wrong machshavas in these areas. And it technically feels good right away. That's the way it works, these type of things. It feels good in the short term, but it is very harmful in the long term. You know, sexuality is a gift. It's a matana. It's meant with a responsibility that comes along with it in human beings. And you need to associate sex itself in the marriage with your wife guilt-free and full of joy. And if there are problems there, you work towards it and try to resolve it. Every marriage will have nisyonos. Every marriage will have a bump. Anytime, you know, you run into bumps in the road, and sometimes it's serious bumps, not discounting that, but it provides that quote-unquote excuse. You're going to say your marriage is unhappy, and you're passing that in your head, and then once you do that, you rationalize yourself that it's right for me to do this, or at the very least, even if it's not right, it's understandable. And you can't fall into that trap. If there are problems in the marriage, you daven, you do your hishtadlis, you do everything you can to put all your energy inward to try to work together with each other to make the marriage better. But the idea of turning in a different direction, that you cannot do. And you have to make sure to do everything you can when you're vulnerable, not to fall into this trap. John Gottman, who studied couples and all of that, found that you have to manage that ratio with your own wife, a 5 positive to 1 negative encounter and praise. Otherwise, you also are prone to fall into these nisyonos. But again, I'm going to say it again, and people don't want to hear it, but we have to accept it. If you believe you have an unhappy marriage, that is not an excuse. That won't fly in going into unhealthy affairs or sexuality in unhealthy places. That is not an excuse. If you have an unhappy marriage, you don't bury it under the rug, and you work towards repairing, and you do everything you can through tefillah and through hishtadlus. Worst case scenario, a marriage really is not working, and your rav or guidance, after everything is said and done, says that you have to leave the marriage, and you leave the marriage, and then you remarry, and you, Bez Hashem, have that. But the idea of, because a lot of people do this, they rationalize they're not happy in their marriage. And this makes them, this machshav in their head, and instead of working towards it and asking Hashem to help you with it and facing reality like regular life is, you want to hit the escape button and you fall into these type of temptations. You know, this grass is greener on the other side. Because you have to remember that all the time, you have no responsibility when it comes to these things. While with your own wife, you do. And the scary part is you could have a technically good relationship with your wife, and you think Shalom Bayis is good, and overall it is good. You truly love her in many, many ways. But nevertheless, you're a human being, and you're not exempt from temptation. You have to do everything you can to be responsible. You have to be responsible in your sexuality. You have to protect it, and you have to understand where it is, and don't take it for granted. And, you know, don't think, like we say, all the Chazal's halachas pertain to yichud and all these things. We think it's far-fetched. You see clearly it's not far-fetched at all. But, of course, one real etzah with all of this is to do everything you can to make your marriage stronger. Because strong marriages will repel these unfaithful concepts and unhealthy sexuality. Strong marriages, though, don't just happen. You have to work towards it. You have to daven for siyata d'shmaya for it. You have to put time into it. You have to put energy. You know, a lot of people complain about their marriages, but they invest very little time and very little effort in trying to improve their marriages. So therefore, when something else from the outside comes in, then you put in the effort in that escape towards that other person. You're not putting that energy in your own marriage, trying to fix it, trying to make it better. So that is a very, very important. If the commitment that you have in your soul will be put into repairing or making your marriage better, instead of putting that energy on that to the outside, your marriage would be a lot better. Inevitably, it would be an improve. And you invest time every single day every single evening, every time you can, to leave, to get yourself to a point where your marriage gets stronger and stronger. Part of this is understanding and accepting the differences. You know, your feminine uniqueness in your wife may have attracted you to her, but you're frustrated with her. But don't expect her to be like you. The differences can work for you. It doesn't have to work against you. You have to learn how to accept them. You have to learn how to understand them and be compassionate about them. Another way to keep a strong marriage as a protective shield is, of course, is that you work together towards your common dreams, your common aspirations. You dive in together. You try to build things together. You try to connect not just on a physical level. You connect spiritually. You connect emotionally. And also to have fun together. Not tease in an unhealthy way, Chalila, or hurtful teasing, Chalila, but have healthy fun together. So the idea is the commitment, never giving up on each other, caring more for each other than yourself, not wanting what you don't have. That's the Ezer Usher HaSameach Bechelkai is a big part of this. Not having a big head on your shoulders, like a let it overblown that you're God's greatest gift to humanity or to women. Of course, not pushing yourself on your wife in any way, to pressure her in any way. Not flying off the handle. Not keeping cheshbonus of all the wrong things your wife did and make a scorecard against her. Taking pleasure in being honest and healthy with each other. And taking pride in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving you the ability to give you a healthy, pure mind. And ask Hashem to remove unhealthy fantasies from your head and unrealistic expectations from your head. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you with that. To have positive imagery of what it could be to be with your wife when you're both healthy. And ask Hashem to get you to that place with your wife. So that's a very, very important thing. Do not let this happen to you. You keep on davening for Siyata Deshmaya, and you ask, it's kedai to be connected to a Rav or a mentor that guides you through life and helps you through everything in life, the pressures in life, and in your marriage too, to help you in situations where you need help with that. There's no shame in that when you're overwhelmed and you need to work through things. And you do your best to work through these things. So the idea really is, and this is 100% true, that whatever matziv you are right now in your marriage, it could be 10 times better, 20 times better, 100 times better. How? Not necessarily on trying to change your wife's personality. It's about changing yourself. It's about looking deep within, being honest and humble towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking Him for Siyata D'Shemaya, asking Him for help with your Shalom Bayis, asking Him to keep your head screwed on straight. Adachonin Ladam Das. If you're struggling with it, you ask Hashem, turn to Hashem and ask Him for help. Ask Him for help. Help me be happy with my lot. Help me have Shmiras Einayim. Al Tivyenu De Nesayin. You know, when we say it in the morning, we have to take that seriously. And put in kavana when we say it every day by Berachas HaShachar. Every day by Berachas HaShachar, you even if right now you're not in any particular nesayin. Al tivyenu loy lidei chet v'loy lidei avera v'avayin v'loy lidei nisayin v'loy lidei vizayin. Right? Not to lead yourself to a nesayin, a test. You ask Hashem to save you from these tests, from all tests. Sometimes Hashem gives you a test anyway. Okay, but you have to ask Hashem to please remove these nisyanis from you. Make sure that you don't even have the Pesach to fall into things and really want that. And ask Hashem for that. And ask Hashem to be ma'ir your heart, to do everything you can to be the best husband you could possibly be towards your wife and to strengthen your marriage for the sake of your wife, for the sake of yourself, and for the sake of your children, and for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shekhinah should be in your home. And that there should be peace and healing in your home. That's what Hashem truly wants. Bracha v'atzlacha.